In one of the 9 congressional elections in Massachusetts this year, there is no incumbent on the ballot. It's because Marine veteran and political newcomer Seth Moulton defeated longtime incumbent Congressman John Tierney in the Democratic primary in September. Moulton is now up against second-time Republican candidate, former state senator Richard Tesei, over who will represent the 6th congressional district on the North Shore. Yesterday, we heard from Tesei. This morning, we turned to Moulton. We met him at the Ugly Mug Diner in his hometown of Salem and began by asking about his victory in the Democratic primary.
People realize that shaking things up is exactly what we needed. What's remarkable about that primary victory is not just that it was the only Democratic upset of an incumbent in the entire country this year, but that I won not by running to an extreme. My message was that we need pragmatic leadership, that the hyper-partisanship in Washington is what's breaking the Congress and paralyzing the country.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the issues. What's the first issue that you want to bring a pragmatic approach to on Capitol Hill?
The number one issue in the district is jobs and the economy, and there's an awful lot we can do to spur small business growth in the district. We need to reform the corporate tax code so that the small businesses aren't paying higher taxes than some of the biggest corporations in America. We need to increase opportunities for job training, not only to help existing workers earn higher wages, but also to attract innovative businesses to the district. But I've been talking especially about the city of Lynn because I think it's a great example for what we can do in this district. Lynn has so much potential. It's literally a 15-minute train ride from downtown Boston, and yet it has acres of disused industrial space and vacant land along the waterfront. So my team has already released an economic development plan to attract some of the most innovative companies from Boston and Cambridge up to the 6th District.
What workers in Lynn would you seek job retraining for?
Well, there are a lot of people at the GE plant who are fearful of losing their jobs. And
the General Electric jet engine plant in Lynn.
That's right. For example, innovative manufacturing, 3D printing. I think Lynn's a great spot for that, and there's a need for it in Massachusetts. And workers who might be afraid of losing their jobs, or workers who were expecting to get a job at GE and no longer see those options available, could be the innovative manufacturers of the future.
Immigration. You support a comprehensive reform of immigration policy, but as you know, and really as everyone knows, Congress as a whole has been unable to budge on this issue. Is an executive order from President Obama, which may well be coming, the only way to make progress here?
It shouldn't be, because there's a bipartisan bill that's already passed the Senate that provides for increased border security, a path to citizenship that does not include amnesty, but integrates undocumented workers so that they're actually paying taxes like the rest of us and benefiting small businesses and ultimately reducing the deficit. And my opponent in this race, Richard Tesei, has said that he takes the position of some of the most conservative Republicans in the House and won't support this bill.
But if the president decided to take executive action on this issue, would you support him on that?
I would rather see something pass through the House, because that's the way that we should deal with this issue in a bipartisan fashion.
I want to ask you about Alzheimer's disease. You list this as one of your main priorities. It's not something we often hear from politicians, so I'm wondering why focus on Alzheimer's and what do you want the government to do?
Alzheimer's is not just a medical problem. It's a financial problem for the United States. We spend so much money on Alzheimer's care that by some estimates we could eliminate all the problems with Medicare if we could just cure this one disease. My grandmother got Alzheimer's at 63, so it's also a problem that I know very personally. We ought to have an imperative to address Alzheimer's, to take care of people who are suffering, and to ultimately help balance the budget.
Let me ask you a few questions about this campaign, this race. Your Republican opponent, Richard Tesei, is calling for you to take down a TV ad he says is misleading and untrue. The ad focuses on him voting for a cut to funding for veterans. What he actually did was vote against an entire budget with that vote, of which veterans funding was a part. You haven't budged on that ad. Why not? Now, aren't the ads just a little misleading?
No, he was one of only 4 senators in Massachusetts to take that vote. He offered no alternative to restore veterans funding. And I know veterans all around us who are suffering because they're not getting the support that they need.
Can I ask, finally, a personal political question? A story in the Boston Globe recently highlighted your previously largely unpublicized Bronze Star, Commendation for Valor, awards that you earned for heroism under fire. You've said that you don't consider yourself a hero, but I have to ask, not even, as I understand it, your parents knew about these. Explain why you have chosen to hold this close instead of being out there with it.
I did what I did because I believed in the guys on my left and my right, and I believe in the United States of America. And that doesn't make me a hero, that just makes me a veteran.
You actually look like you have a little water in your eyes there talking about this.
Look, it's emotional talking about the guys I served with because they're some of the most incredible Americans I've ever met in my life. And I'm proud of what I did, I'm proud to have served, and I'm looking forward to serving again.
Seth Moulton, very good to see you today here in the Ugly Mug in Salem.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Seth Moulton is the Democratic candidate for Congress in the 6th Congressional District on the North Shore. You can hear yesterday's conversation with his opponent, Republican Richard Tesei, and conversations with all the candidates for governor at the pole vault section of our website, WBUR.org.